We're going to start with some live cricket action from the fourth T20 between the Proteas and India. India won the toss, chose to bat first, and it seems like it was a pretty good decision. They're currently now 73 for the loss of no wickets. Going along there, Sanju Samson is 28 not out, and with him is Abhishek Sharma, who's 35 not out of 17 balls. He is putting the Proteas bowlers to the sword. But it is the Wanderers, and it is going to be high scoring no matter what. On the Highveld, smallish ground with a very, very good wicket. So the Proteas probably going to be chasing around 220 if things keep going as they are. Then moving to football news. What a result for Bafana Bafana. They've beaten Uganda 2-0 in the AFCON qualifier in Kampala. Two second-half goals. One from Tapelo Morena in the 49th minute. And then Patrick Masongani finished things off in the 89th minute with the second. The result takes Bafana to the top of Group K with one match against South Sudan coming up next week. Hugo Bruce's team is unbeaten in the group. And then in golf news, Rory McIlroy still firmly in the hunt to win the DP World Tour Championship. He's one shot off the lead on 8 under par at the Race to Dubai finale. The four-time major champion tells Sky Sports News it was an inconsistent day.
I got off to a great start, 4 under through 7. Feeling like I was in total control of what I was doing, and then I just started to miss a few fairways around the turn. And when you start missing fairways the way the course is set up this week, you're going to start to struggle.
McIlroy is tied for second with Tyrrell Hatton behind surprise leader Antoine Rosner, and the Proteas have got their first wicket. Abhishek Sharma caught by Heinrich Claassen off the bowling of Luto Sopamla for 36. So India 73 for 1. Finishing with rugby quickly, French rugby and the news, well, they go hand in hand, don't they? This time, it's fly half Mathieu Jalibert. The fly half has been released from the squad to play against the All Blacks tomorrow after refusing to play off the bench. Thomas Ramos has been selected at fly half for the clash, and Jalibert was selected on the bench originally, but he's refused and gone back to his club. So French coach Fabien Galthié says that the fly half has to decide whether he wants to play for France again. Well, that's all from me for the week. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.